Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive.
Yeah, always good to be back.
We're doing something a bit different today.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Tell me more.
So we got this book, The Cholesterol Myth.
Okay.
It's a Dutch book.
Interesting.
And we're going to be looking specifically at the epilogue.
Okay.
Full disclosure,
yeah,
we didn't actually read the rest of the book.
The first 17 chapters, we just dove right into the epilogue.
This epilogue, it's something else. Yeah. It's like, it's its own thing.
Interesting.
It's a commentary.
Okay.
On healthcare.
So it's like a broader perspective than just the cholesterol myth itself.
Exactly. It's like the author took a step back from the specific
cholesterol
and just gave us their thoughts on the state of healthcare today.
Yeah. That's interesting how they use the epilogue for that.
And they really don't hold back their concern
with what they see in healthcare.
Like there's this disconnect.
Okay.
Between all the advancements that we've made.
Medically speaking.
And people are still really struggling.
Interesting. So they see a gap between what we know and what we're actually doing.
It feels like they're saying we're missing something.
Like a piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Mm. And the core of their argument seems to be that we're too focused.
On what?
On reacting to disease.
Instead of
preventing it.
Okay. So they're advocating for more of a proactive approach.
Yeah, like they use this
analogy.
Yeah, they compare our current system, ambulances and scalpels.
Okay, I see that represents the reactive.
Yeah, just patching things up
right
after they've already gone wrong.
Instead of focusing on the natural means
exactly
to prevent things from going wrong in the first place.
Things like lifestyle changes and nutrition.
So things that empower people.
Yes.
To take control of their own health.
So it's not about just hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about understanding
the power we have in shaping our own health.
It's about our lifestyle and
environment.
All playing a role.
In our well-being.
They even use the term toxic environment to describe these factors that can really impact our health.
I mean, in this epilogue.
Go into detail.
But it makes you think, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
About what those factors might be in our modern world.
And it leads to another point they make about.
About what?
Doctors.
Oh.
And it's not exactly.
So world-sitive.
No, they call them patch-up artists.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a strong statement.
Yeah, they're basically saying that doctors
just address symptoms without really getting to the root
of the problem.
So are they blaming doctors?
I don't think so.
Or is it more about the limitations?
I think it's the limitations.
Of the system itself.
Yes.
The system might not be designed
to look for the root cause.
To prioritize preventative care. I mean, it makes me think of something they said about the healthcare system being outdated.
Okay.
Like designed for the health challenges of the past.
Right, like accidents and infections.
Not the chronic diseases we face today.
Yeah, they even quote this diabetologist, Hanno Peel.
Okay.
And he has the same view.
Interesting.
He says the current system
is a relic
of the 19th century.
Wow.
So are they saying we need to just scrap it and start over?
Well, they use the word reevaluation.
Okay.
So maybe it's not about starting from scratch.
But rethinking.
Yeah.
Looking at the system with fresh eyes.
To see how we can prioritize well-being.
And prevention.
It's a big question.
It is.
And it leads to another point.
Which is?
That we need to stop being passive patients.
Okay.
And embrace our power.
To heal.
They talk about the self-healing capacity of the body.
That's powerful.
Like our bodies can heal themselves.
If we give them what they need.
Exactly.
That's a really different way of thinking about health.
It is.
Instead of relying on external interventions.
It's about reclaiming our health.
And it seems like they're building towards something here.
It's not just about pointing out the flaws.
They're offering a vision.
For a different way forward.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
They end the epilogue with a call to action.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
Oh,
let's leave our listeners in suspense.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll dive into that call to action
next time
in the next part of this deep dive.
I'm already looking forward to it.
Me too.
So last time
we left off with that cliffhanger.
Right, the author's call to action.
What do they want us to do?
Well, they're pretty straightforward about it.
Okay.
They urge readers
to
take responsibility for their own health.
So it's not enough to just wait for the system to change?
No, they're saying start with yourself.
Empower yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
They emphasize self-education.
Like really understanding how our bodies work.
Yeah, and what they need to thrive. It's about taking ownership
of our health journey.
Not just blindly following medical advice.
But that can feel overwhelming, right?
Absolutely.
There's so much information out there.
It's like drinking from a fire hose.
And a lot of it is conflicting.
So how do we even know where to begin?
Well, the author actually addresses that.
They do.
Yeah, they talk about the modern supermarket as a jungle.
A jungle.
Of confusing and often contradictory messages.
About food and health. It's easy to get lost.
In all the noise.
So it's not just about learning more.
It's about learning to think critically.
About the information we're bombarded with.
Yeah, we need to become savvy health consumers.
Not just passive recipients.
Of whatever the latest trend is.
Right. It makes me think of that saying.
Which one?
Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
The author is taking that approach to health.
Empowering people with knowledge and skills.
So they can nourish themselves for the long haul.
Exactly. And they offer some steps we can take.
On this journey of self-empowerment.
Like minimizing our exposure.
To toxic influences.
Right. And they're not just talking about environmental toxins.
Okay.
They're using toxic more broadly.
Like stress.
Yeah. Unhealthy relationships.
Negative thought patterns.
It's about creating a healthy environment.
Both internally and externally.
Exactly.
Being mindful of what we put into our bodies.
The people we surround ourselves with.
And the thoughts we allow to take root in our minds.
All these things contribute to our well-being.
And speaking of putting things into our bodies.
What about those natural means they mentioned?
I was just thinking about that.
Like, what did they have in mind?
I'm not sure they actually go into specifics.
In this epilogue.
Yeah.
So they leave it up to us.
To explore further.
Based on our individual needs.
It's about finding what works for each of us.
Which takes us back to self-education.
And understanding our own bodies.
Right. But let's be honest. This all sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
Are we all supposed to become health experts overnight?
I mean.
I don't think that's what they're saying.
Okay.
They acknowledge that change takes time.
And effort.
But they offer a really interesting perspective.
What's up?
They use the word rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah, it's not just about healing.
It's about renewal.
Vitality.
It's about thriving.
Not just surviving.
I love that.
So it's not just about what we should do.
It's about that desire.
To live a more vibrant life.
A fulfilling life. It's about reclaiming our health and well-being.
And finding joy in it.
Empowerment.
It's a beautiful way to look at it.
It is.
But before we get too carried away.
Right.
We need to remember,
right.
We're only looking at the epilogue here.
Oh, yeah. Just a small piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. We've gotten a glimpse.
Into the author's bigger argument.
But there's so much more to explore.
And it's left me wanting more.
Me too.
I'm really curious.
About what?
About what else they have to say.
In the rest of the book.
About cholesterol.
And how it all fits into this bigger picture.
Of health and well-being.
Right. So much more to uncover.
But for now.
Yeah.
Let's pause here.
Give our listeners some time to digest
all these ideas.
We'll be back soon.
To wrap up this deep dive.
And share some final thoughts.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
Haven't we? Just with this epilogue.
Yeah, just a glimpse into the cholesterol myth.
But even with this small piece.
It's given us so much to think about.
It really has.
This idea of rejuvenation.
Right, not just surviving.
Thriving.
Living a vibrant life.
But how do we get there? That's the question, isn't it?
Especially in today's world.
It feels overwhelming.
I think the author would say it starts with mindset.
Oh.
Stop feeling like a victim.
Of our genes or our circumstances.
Embrace our own power.
That self-healing capacity.
Your bodies are incredible.
They can heal if we let them.
Create the right conditions.
And the author gives us some principles.
Like minimize those toxic influences. Right. And remember, toxic is a broad term here.
It's more than just the environment.
It's stress.
Unhealthy relationships.
Even our own thoughts.
It's about creating a nurturing environment.
Inside and out.
Making conscious choices.
And being mindful.
About what we let in.
To our bodies and our mind.
Absolutely.
And then there's the information overload.
The modern supermarket.
A jungle of messages.
So much conflicting information.
We have to become savvy consumers.
Not just follow blindly.
Think critically.
And that takes effort.
It does.
But that's where rejuvenation comes in.
It's not just about shoulds.
It's about that desire.
For a better life.
A life full of vitality.
And that's what makes this epilogue so powerful.
It's an invitation.
To step into our power.
Create a healthier future.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
We want to leave you with a question.
What small step can you take today?
To nourish your well-being.
Even small changes.
Made consistently.
Can make a big difference.
The journey to rejuvenation.
Starts with that first step.
What will yours be?
Thanks for joining us.
On this exploration of the cholesterol myth.
We hope it sparked your curiosity.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.